Hey friend, it's Friday, and that means it's Faith Bomb Friday. Faith Bomb Friday is a quick space for me to highlight a scripture that jumped out to me this week and just share my thoughts, and hopefully give you a quick win for you to finish out this week and finish strong. Let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I am so glad you're here, and I hope you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day. If you are new here, welcome, welcome. I am so glad you're here. I pray that this is a blessing to you today and that you're encouraged and challenged and all the things. Whew, it's Friday. It's Friday, people. Woo, woo. All right, before we jump into the scripture, I just wanted to remind you and invite you to... That's my drum roll, in case you were wondering. The Kingdom Daughters membership, it just opened up on Wednesday. I am so excited about this. It's going to be an amazing group. We're going to be able to dive deeper together with accountability, mentorship, community, all the good things you want to join. And guess what? Right now, for the next 60 days, you can join as a founding member at a really low price. If you are interested in this, you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/membership, get some more information. And to be honest, I would love to hear from you. If you have any questions about it, you can message me on Instagram or Facebook. If you're in the Facebook group, if you're not there, you should come join that free Facebook group too. But if you're in the group, you can ask questions on there as well. I would love to talk it out with you and see if you want to join. But seriously, it's a super low price. I would love to have you in there, and it's going to be an amazing time. So again, thekingdomdaughters.com/membership. Come and join us. It's going to be great. All right, let's dive into the scripture for today. It's time for Faith Bomb Friday. I need like a little jingle for that, right? Maybe that works. All right, here we go. Matthew, we're still in this series of just going through what Jesus is saying in here. There's something really good about reading directly from what Jesus taught us while he was here. Like, seriously, go through the Gospels if you haven't yet, or just do it again because it's amazing and it's awesome. And he has so many good things in there. So anyways, Matthew 18:10. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. It makes me think of that song. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found. Leaves a 99, I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. I mean, seriously. I've heard that song over and over and over, and it's still like, you sing those words, and it just like, man, it's so good. And this is it right here. He leaves the 99 to chase after our heart. When we wander away, when we step out of order and we wander from our good, good shepherd, he leaves the 99 and comes and finds us. And he is rejoicing about you when he finds you, when he comes to find you. How good is it that our good shepherd, right, Jesus, is willing to, okay, I'm leaving the 99 here, and I notice that there's one that's wandered off. And they're going in a direction that isn't good for them, and they're going to start heading away into danger, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. I'm going to go find them. I'm going to go out. And, you know, when sheep wander away from their flock, they put themselves in a lot of danger to, like, real harm, like death, right? So this is an example. Like, we put ourselves in harm's way when we wander away from Him, from His covering and His goodness and His grace, right? We put ourselves in harm's way, but He goes and He calls us and He's calling us back into His presence and He's saying, I'm leaving the 99 for you. I see you. I know you. I want to bring you back into my flock. I want to bring you back into the covering. I love all the stories about shepherds and the unique voice they have for their sheep. There's something in that, right? The sheep recognize their shepherd's voice. And there's even a video I remember seeing where there was a bunch of shepherds had gotten together and all their sheep were mixed in, right? They're mixed in. But as soon as one shepherd started wandering away, he would make a certain call or he would make a certain thing and he would ring it out, right? And his sheep only, even though they're mixed in with a bunch of other sheep, they would just wander towards him and leave because they know his voice. And that would happen with a couple other shepherds. I mean, that's awesome. Like, how cool is that, right? There is a reason why Jesus uses this example for this, okay? We are like sheep. We're following our shepherd, but when we know his voice, we can follow and obey and walk in his goodness, right? So good. My encouragement today is this, though. If you feel like you've wandered off, if you feel like you're out of place and you're not a part of the 99, you're not sure where you fit, you feel a little bit lost, you feel a little bit separated, run back to Jesus and know he's looking for you. He's there ready with his arms open wide and rejoicing when you come back into his presence. He's not there to shame you. He's not there to blame you. He's not there shaking his fist at you and wondering where you've been and worried about harming himself in order to come get you. No, he's a good father and a good shepherd willing to go out and find you. Look at in verse 13, and if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. I mean, this is so, so, so good. Just be reminded that he's a good father, that he loves you, he sees you, he knows what you're going through, he cares for you, he cares about every detail of your life, and he wants to be a part, and he wants to bring you back into his covering, back into his flock, and love on you. Come on, that's good. Just be reminded of that today, okay? Be reminded. All right, that is all I had for you today. Super quick, to the point. Hope it encourages you and challenges you and blesses you in a new way. And that you can just walk in the goodness of that, that he loves you. He knows what's going on. And he's just calling you and calling you and calling you to deeper waters with him and to be close to him and to know his voice in a cool, awesome way, like so close, right? All right, remember, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love. And walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have a wonderful rest of your Friday. Have a blessed weekend. Get some rest in there. Spend some time with the Lord. Get into the Gospels, because guess what? There's so much richness and goodness in there. And you will not be disappointed when you start reading some of those Gospels. Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, get in there. And have a great weekend. And I will see you next week for our regularly scheduled program. Also, don't forget about the membership. Come and join us. Let's dive in. Let's grow in the Lord together. Let's go to the next level. Let's be challenged. Let's challenge ourselves to go deeper with God. Who's with me? Who's with me? All right. Have a great weekend, friend, and I'll see you next time. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I'm sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.